Two very exciting events coming up at the Business Forum Group at Doral. As all of you know, I'm the managing partner of this vibrant organization, and talk about two events coming up. And then along with that, I'm going to share with you my business vitamin of the day. Get back to basics month. That's the month of July, the one that we're currently in. So stay with us for all of that. Without further ado, it is my pleasure to bring on to the program a very good friend of mine and a real true mover and shaker and someone that's made an enormous difference on the business and investments, economic development in Miami, South Florida, Abby Balloon. What's going on, Abby? How are you?
Thank you so much. You're always so nice.
Well, I'm nice because you merit it.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. It's this concept, this idea you have in an age that I'm sure you will admit to me is the business of publications has become a very difficult one. You know,
sure.
Hard copy, newspapers, magazines. Yet to come out with something like this that has captured the imagination of all the business leaders, all the key industry thought leaders,
yeah.
I think it's very impressive to me. And we met each other 3 years ago when you came out with the first one. It was introduced at Emerge Americas,
yep.
I believe. That was
yep.
the first time we came across that. And ever since, you've been expanding. But so before we get into all the exciting things happened that's developed because of all of this, give us an overview and background on the magazine and Capital Analytics.
Yeah, sure. So basically, Capital Analytics produces the Invest series. And the purpose is twofold. First is to inform the local, national, and international investor, entrepreneur, and business person about what is the business environment, who are the movers and shakers, and what are they saying about both the challenges and the opportunities at this moment in time. And number two is to promote the markets in which we operate as a place to come and do business. And so we're a bit unique in our approach in that we are in market for approximately 6 months. And during that time, we meet with over 200 top CEOs in interviews to put together the publication, to put together the analysis that we're covering. And it very much organically shapes what we're trying to tell those global and national investors. So, you know, the markets that we've covered, I must say that we've had such a wonderful, welcoming response because, as you and I were kind of discussing just a little bit ago, cities are becoming ever more competitive in the United States. And really, the burden of attracting new businesses is, yes, partly on the states, but more importantly on the cities. Mm-hmm. And so here they are with this big responsibility to pull in and retain businesses and not having all the facilities that they need. And so, you know, our publication, our platform, which is both in print and also digital, becomes incredibly important for them.
Well, it's a major and a very important resource for people that are in business, executives that need to make important decisions on expansion and investing in new infrastructure domestically and internationally.
Yep.
We know Miami is a hub for international trade. You know, for years and years, it was primarily Latin America, but now it's expanded to Europe and to
yep.
Asia. So Miami's become a top destination for trade and for business. And what have some of these, and you interview the top names in South Florida, and we're going to talk about that right now. What has been your and I guess really the first question is, how do you go about approaching these leaders and get them to sit down and do an interview?
Because well, for me, it's getting tell you all the magic, Pete.
Well, geez. Well, you can just 10% of it there. Because
yeah,
I'm constantly, you know, we're
sure.
getting guests to come on like yourself, which is a great example of that. You're all very busy.
Yep.
How do you sit somebody down that's very important, who's hard to track down? And if they make a commitment and things come up at the last minute, how do you do that?
Sure. Well, persistence is important, but
yeah.
ultimately it's our mission that resounds with
yes.
the people that we meet.
Mm-hmm.
Because our mandate is similar to the businesses that we meet, the cities that we meet, the different investment agencies. We're here to inform and promote. And so ultimately the businesses rally to work with us because we are here to showcase what they're doing in market. market. We do go after high-level CEOs. I know that Carnival Cruise Lines on next. We've met with Arnold Donald quite a number of times. And it's really important for them to showcase not only what they're doing, but also where they're facing challenges, because that invites more businesses into the market to help solve those challenges. And it's only when we build together, and a lot of the city officials that we work with, they know that, and therefore they make time for our publication.
So what have you learned in the process? I mean, there's some obvious industries and activity that we've seen for years, but what have you learned in this whole process so far that's given you, I guess, reinforced, you know, the whole thing behind the magazine, the publication, but what have you learned?
Where to start? So many things. I've learned where a lot of parking garages exist all over the United States. Buildings and get around different cities and which is the best shortcut to which area of the city that you're going. But I think when I started the company coming on 5 years ago, I think I knew a lot about Miami. I thought I knew a lot about Florida and the different areas that we cover. But it was really in meeting the people that we interview that I had this amazing appreciation for where the city was going. Because I think what I learned is that there is this, yes, I think everyone cares for their, they have an agenda, they have businesses that they want to see successful, but they really do care about community. And here in Miami, you feel that all the time. Mm-hmm. The community wants a better place to attract more people here. They want to be seen as a serious global city or metro area. And that was something that every single day, every single meeting, I was reminded of.
And have you been surprised by any certain trends in the economy, the growth of the economy here? Is there one industry that you really didn't know that they were really a big player here?
I think the industry surprised me a little less than the trends within all of those industries. And without sounding too cliche, millennials and how they are shaping the work environment and how mm-hmm. they're shaping employment and how businesses interact with their clients, how businesses interact with their employees. That has been a universal shift that we've been watching doesn't only affect South Florida, but obviously affects the other markets like Atlanta and Philadelphia in which we operate. But looking at the new markets that we're looking in, to enter, Tampa is one of the most attractive places in Florida for millennials. They're all moving to Tampa, and I would have never thought of that location.
Do you know why?
New startups, new opportunities. It's a relatively inexpensive place to live in comparison to places in Florida, but it still provides them with an exciting place to be and build. So I see that affecting all areas of the various economies in which we work.
Have you, got a couple minutes left, have you seen a distinct difference in the markets like Miami, Fort Lauderdale, we have a publication, Atlanta, Philadelphia? Have you seen any major differences?
Well, I think so. Miami was a wonderful place for us to start because it is very welcoming to newcomers. They root for the underdog. They really want to rally together as that community. So that definitely shines when I think of Miami. When I think of other places, they're growing in different ways. You know, for example, Atlanta has a huge fintech community, and relatively unrecognized. They have something like 70-80% of the global transactions for credit cards go through Atlanta, and they're not good about touting their story. Meanwhile, you might see the South Florida as being a little bit more showy about their stories. And Philadelphia is a completely different animal, right next to New York, but often overshadowed. Has traditionally had a lot of national investors and a lot of New Yorker investors, but not as many global investors as you would think. Mm-hmm. Very much a Philadelphia forward, building Philadelphia. But knowing that they want to be as competitive as New York and constantly having that neighbor right there stealing a lot of the attention. So each market has their nuances, and it's incredibly interesting to be a part of.
Have you ever thought in the future on having a mecca event where you bring all four markets together?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, 100%.
All right. Okay.
Stay tuned.
Going there.
Stay tuned.
So time flies when you're having a great time.
Absolutely.
Anything that we should be on the lookout for as you move forward? Obviously, you've expanded your four markets. Any additional markets? I don't know. You may not be at liberty to share them right now, but I'm sure you're kind of looking at some other markets as well.
Absolutely. We're definitely looking to continue growing throughout the state of Florida. Governor Scott has a monthly leadership dinners, and he invited me to go a couple months ago. And I was reminded of all the wonderful cities and opportunities within the state of Florida. So Florida is definitely on our minds and within the other markets that we cover within the state of Georgia or the Philadelphia, New Jersey metro area. But the looking further afield, there are many cities who are just increasingly trying to be more competitive, that are growing very dynamically.
Do you have cities coming to you saying, hey, can you do one of these magazines here?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Well, that's good.
And that's been very exciting to have that conversation.
What's the best way for the listeners to find out more about your magazines and learn more about really what's going on in each market?
You can always visit us online at capitalanalyticsassociates.com. Same for Facebook / Capital Analytics Associates. Our Twitter handle is at Capital Analytic without an S, because it doesn't have as many characters to be allowed. And we also have Instagram for all of our individual markets, so they're always at the individual publication.
Right now, I'm on Facebook Live. And some of you are watching us right now, and I'm holding the magazines. This is Miami. This is Greater Fort Lauderdale and Broward County. And this is Atlanta, right? Am I reading that right?
That's correct.
Okay, these are the three publications, so you need to get one of these. They are incredibly informative, and it can help you, I think, make an important business decision for your company. So thank you so much for the time you've taken to be with us today.
Pete.
And we got to do this. We got to find a way to do this regularly.
Absolutely. I would love to.
And we'll go from there. Thank you so much.
Thank
Abby.
You, Pete.
Have a great one.
You're amazing.
Take care.